Throughout his life, Giacometti never regarded his work as finished. He would always regard his work as work in progress. And then he would destroy it and rebuild the same sculpture. By 1947, the date of the sculpture, he had found his characteristic style. And they fall really into three categories. They are tall, slender figures of walking men or of standing women or of busts. This woman is over life size. She stands there without volume and without mass, and she appears remote. Her tiny head, in a way, accentuates the extreme attenuation of her body. And this figure looks as if it has withstood rough weather in the outdoors for centuries. The pose is hieratic and reflects standing ancient Egyptian statues, statues that Giacometti very much admired. Giacometti knew Pierre Matisse, the son of Henri Matisse, since the 30s, and they probably attended in the 30s the same art school. And Pierre Matisse had always wanted to do an exhibition of Giacometti in New York in the 30s already, but then World War II intervened, and so finally in 1948 he was able to mount an exhibition. And this work was cast for this exhibition. Giacometti had no money to cast works before, and he was delighted to have this show.
After casting this figure, Giacometti wrote to Matisse in October 1947. The woman turned out well, he said, although to a degree she is still just a sketch. She holds up well from afar, he continued. That's all that really counts.